The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
The mighty 870.
Answer.
The answer. It is 870 Radio, which you probably already know if you're listening to it. We are a call-in show, and we talk about fun with firearms. We don't talk politics. We don't talk tatting lace or doilies. We don't talk about the Dewey Decimal System.
We do talk about the amount of coffee that Mark's bringing.
Wow, he's on fire! No, it's going to be a good one. No, but it is a call-in show.
Interesting that you picked that up.
Yeah, 6-7 monster drinks on the way here. Yeah, what are you going to do? Anyway, this is a Gunslinger Hour. I am Jeff, the Gunslinger, owner of Gunslinger's Gun Shop, Gunslinger Auctions, host of the show, auctioneer, window washer, you name it, I do it. I don't care.
Serve you up a hot sauce.
Yeah.
What do you know about pizza, mister?
Bada Bing Pizza. I had it for 5 years.
That was a good joint, man.
Yeah, you know, pizza parlor. What was it? The tanning salon. I used to have. Yeah. Oh, man.
Man of many
can't things. Remember the name. Beach something.
Blanket Bungo.
Beach Party. I think that, no,
see,
I don't know.
This is the kind of stuff we don't talk about.
Yeah, well, I had a tanning salon because it was right next door to my gun shop, and one night the entire facade of the entire strip mall fell off.
Oops.
Yeah, don't.
I swear it was good when I left it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you slam one door a little hard, and some about 150 yards of facade literally fell off. Yeah,
that is some quality post-war construction, buddy.
Well, I tell you, I had nothing to do with it. But anyway, long story short, the owner of the place came over and said, I don't want to do this anymore. Will you buy my place? And I thought, yeah, because, you know, that's what I need is a tanning salon.
Boom.
And speaking of locations.
Oh, yeah, we'll get into that in just a sec. What Mark is referring to is my on-again, off-again with the gun shop in Glendora, where I've been for 25 years.
And, well, and not counting anymore.
Yeah, not so much
counting.
Anymore. Right. My landlord there has unceremoniously given me the 90-day boot. Out of nowhere, this place where I'm at, I've been there for 14 years, and I was 11 years around the corner on Arrow Highway, but before that. But this place has been before it was called Buckhorn Guns, right. And I think a guy named Mike Russo opened it in 1978.
So it's been a gun shop forward.
Since the 70s, yeah. I mean, 50 years, and the same owners. But all of a sudden, bing, bang, boom, this guy gets a wild hair, and he wants me out. And then he told me at first I had 90 days. And then he said, okay, you know what? I'm going to give you till October. Okay, that's fair. That gives me time. And then he called me back again and said, nope, you're out 90 days. And then I get all kinds of nasty letters from lawyers saying you got to be out by June 9th. So I have been driving around and looking for places in Glendora because I wanted to stay in Glendora.
Same area, mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, and you know, I've got
established clientele.
Yeah, and a huge footprint that, you know, I mean, everybody at Glendora PD knows me. I help them out on occasion when they have
that's
something
the thing.
That comes in.
You're like the best good neighbor possible.
Yeah. And so anyway, long story short, we found a place, but it's in San Dimas, just out of Glendora, right at Arrow Highway and the 57 off ramp.
Stone's throw away. What is that, two exits?
But you did find a place.
Yeah, we did find a place, and we were ready to sign a lease. And unfortunately, there's a chain store there. And in the chain store, I read this last week on air, but they have about 650 things that they don't allow to be in the
store. You cannot do.
Yeah, including mortuaries and brothels, apparently.
No entertainment. If you think it's hard to buy a gun, try selling them.
Yeah.
Boy, I mean, kidding.
Holy cow.
It ain't as easy as politicians would like you to believe.
Yep. So I've been working with Lawrence Sosa, as I mentioned last week. And
the realtor.
Yeah, the realtor. And he found me a place back in Glendora. We went and looked at it, but it's kind of rough. It's on Route 66, and it's in a very strange and well off the street kind of center, and the only thing other than what if we go there will be a laundromat, which I'm not overly hot about being next to. So, you know, that's kind of that's our C plan, B plan. We went and looked at a place in Azusa, which literally is across the street from Glendora. It's right on the border of Route 66 and Barranca. There's a Marie Callender's that has been there for 10,000 years, and right behind it, there's a Stater Brothers, and in that shopping center, there was a place.
Within like a mile and a half.
Give me a moment. Is the Marie Callender's still open?
Yeah, it is. There. Yeah, right? Oh, I mean, that was 90% of the reason I went and looked to begin with.
Pistols and pie.
And lemon meringue pie, man. I tell you what. So we went and looked at that, and the guy that showed it to us was great, and it's very reminiscent of my very first store in Glendora, where it's kind of narrow but deep. You know, it's 1,600 square feet, which is a little small for what I wanted, but that's plan B. So we'll see what happens. And hopefully we're trying to get an exemption from the chain store. I won't mention its name. but it's an auto shop. Yeah, or auto parts store.
Auto parts.
Yeah, it's very large. And why in the world they would have so? I mean, no government building. That blew my mind.
No indoor entertainment. There was no flower.
There was a bunch of funny stuff.
Anyway, bingo parlor. No bingo parlor because you know bingo can get pretty rowdy now and
then. This was next to an auto parts store, right?
I mean,
bingo and auto parts. It's a recipe for violence, sir.
And think about it. You got gun guys are car guys. Me and Leon, the motor man, used to talk about this all the time where it was, you know, we kind of were hand in hand, you know.
Fascination with mechanical things.
Yeah. This is a call-in show. This is a live show, guys. If you want to call in, give us a call at...
That's going to be 866-870-5752.
And we're going to try and get to a couple of calls here before we go to the break. Yeah, so let's get to Richard at Whiteman. Richard, how are you, sir?
Good evening, you magnificent Magnum Gunslinger.
Thank you kindly.
New game every week. Yeah,
I tell you what. What can we do for you tonight?
The gun that used on Wanted Dead or Alive. Mm. What kind of gun was that?
Paladin.
It was a piece of...
He's talking about
the mare's leg. What it is, Richard, it's a model, a Winchester model 1892 carbine that has been cut down and a large loop added. Absolutely, completely worthless, useless garbage. I mean,
you can only shoot it by using both hands, which means you couldn't employ it in a hurry.
And you can't aim it because you can't put it up to your shoulder.
It only carries about 3 rifle rounds at that point in time.
And then, of course, to make it look cooler, they put 45-70 rounds, which would never fit in the gun. You know, so the model 1892 is a pistol rifle, a pistol caliber rifle, so there's no point in, but you know, it made it look cooler.
Hollywood magic,
did it
baby.
Really make it look cool. Looking at it, I've seen Mary's legs, and even still, that one looks a bit.
But you notice all the westerns at the time, the guy had some kind of special
shtick. And that's what it was. So there you go.
By the way, they're not legal in California.
No, they're not. They're they're considered a short barreled rifle, so you can't have them here.
A kind?
Pardon?
Is that a one-of-a-kind gun? Did they make any more copies of it?
Oh, yeah. They're still making copies of it. The Henry Repeating Arms Company, not to be confused with Henry Rifles.
No.
They're still making one. In fact, we had 3 in my last auction that came in.
Really?
Yeah. You know, we couldn't sell them in California, but we sold them out of state only. So,
question. You have a holster for that?
No. What's that, Richard?
Yeah, who would want those if they're not very good guns?
You know, guys that...
Hollywood magic, man.
Yeah, that just love Hollywood stuff. It's like Wyatt Earp and the, you know, 45-inch barrel bunt line, which never really existed in real life. It's kind of a made-up thing by Stuart Lake in a book written...
Cool to have, though.
Yeah, you know, kind of post the life of Wyatt Earp himself.
But just that magic of Hollywood, man.
Yeah.
People
anyway,
want to buy it.
Richard, we got another call that we got to get. So what's your joke for tonight?
Okay. What do stuck-up people use for defense?
Stuck up people.
Stuck up people.
They're BMW.
Best meme ever. I'll send it to you later.
There you go. What is it, Richard?
They use a glue gun.
Oh, stuck up.
Stuck up people. Excellent piece of misdirection here.
Yeah, that was a groaner. All right, Richard, we'll talk to you next week.
Solid.
Okay, take care. All right, real quick before we go to break, let's jump over to Ricky Riley in Bearfield. What state, though?
Ohio.
Oh, okay. Bearfield, Ohio. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you all tonight?
Good. Thanks for asking.
Another great evening.
What can we do for you?
Well, I called and I talked to Mark and told him I would call with my rant and sermon for the week. And it's about the battle between good and evil that's gone on from the beginning of time till the end of time. It will continue. And how does evil succeed? Is by good people doing nothing. Is that correct?
Mostly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, here we are in a country that we have constitutional, God-given rights and legal rights to protect ourselves. So why don't we, the good people, start carrying our weapons and defeating evil when we find it, instead of letting people who are evil have their way on good people that are just not thinking they should defend themselves. Everybody should be able to defend themselves.
Well, Rick, we talk about this just about every week when we get Rick Travis on. You know, it's time for the silent majority to stop being silent.
Absolutely.
And step up and get off the couch and put the beer down, you know, put your remote down, get off the couch, get out, vote, start doing things that matter, because otherwise, if you're not part of the solution, you are the problem.
Yeah.
So,
and we see how that's working out.
Yeah, you know, as Mark always says, votes matter.
Yep.
So, votes matter, but I tell you what, you know, the FBI shows that when concealed carry weapons licenses go up in an area, crime goes down.
Of course. So what does California do? They're trying to take away our CCWs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is it armed society? Is it safe society, as much say?
California, I'm sorry you guys live in California. I really am. I feel for you.
But it was nice out today.
But you can't carry a weapon or defend yourself in California, hardly. I think we, the good people, need to be able to be aware of evil, look for evil. Remember, the bad guy picks the time, the place, and the who that they're going to attack.
Yep.
We, the good people, have to be on the lookout.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not only protect ourselves, but protect our fellow good citizens.
Yep. I agree. Of course, in California, you try and protect somebody else, you're likely to go to jail and be sued. So
protect yourself, even still.
Yeah, yeah.
At every turn, they try to fight us.
Anyway, Rick, we're pulling up on a break here. We got to go. Thanks for the call. And
big thumbs up.
Take care. We'll talk to you next time.
Absolutely. No.
Okay, you guys have a great show.
Thank you, sir. Take care now.
Calling from Ohio.
Ohio.
Calling from Ohio.
Just got a note. HUD, congratulations on placing third overall at Northfield.
Hey,
thanks, Roger. Photo shooter just sent that in.
Thanks, Roger. Okay, well, we'll talk about that in the third segment something. Stay tuned. We're going to come back with Rick from the CRPA, and I know he's got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. This here is the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
And we'll be right back.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere.
Smooth.
Absolutely. Bobby D. Welcome back, everybody, to the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
And somebody on Facebook Live, where we're at Facebook Live, Jimmy?
That's going to be the Gunslinger Hour radio show on Facebook Live and on Rumble.
And okay. iHeartRadio, too. So just track us down on all platforms.
Anyway, somebody asked about the catalog for May 28th. It is up. It went up Friday afternoon, I believe, 2 weeks earlier than normal.
Wonderful.
And we jumped in one day from zero to $157,000 pre-bid. So it's moving right along.
This is going to be a fast one, too. It has to be.
Oh, man.
How many guns are on this one, by the way?
Just about 750.
750 guns. Check out the catalog, gunslingerauctions.com.
That's it. All right, let's get to Rick at the CRPA. Rick, how are you?
Hey, guys. That was a lively call you had in the first segment.
Well, you know, it's funny because people think it's so easy to talk on the radio, and it's easy to get tongue-tied when you're on the radio. Anyway.
But it does illustrate we are not alone.
Yeah, very true.
So, guys, we're coming down. April on the 28th is the last day to get any bills passed that would have a fiscal impact. So as the Assembly came out of recess, they have went to work. We are slammed. It is crazy this week. I literally have to figure out how to clone myself because I need to be in five different places in two different buildings separated by about probably a quarter of a mile at the same time. But, hey, you know. We'll see what we can do.
That's why you don't skip squat day. There you go.
But some good news, because I know you guys always like good news, so I'll start with the good news.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we got to see a total of four bills go bye-bye. We got to see Assembly Bill 851, which was converted to a two-year bill, which is polite speak in the Capitol for your bill is dead. So it went bye-bye. We had 1039, which was firearms enhancement. It was going to do some really make people who were legal gun owners look pretty shady. It got gutted and amended to become a sexual activity with detained persons bill. So we were very happy to see that one get gutted and amended.
Finally gutted and amended in our way, right?
Mm, right.
Jeez.
And then 1371, which was a CCW spot bill, got gun amended to be an unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor. And then Senate Bill 762, which is a gun violence restraint order bill, got gun amended to be a local detention facility safety checks bill. So they are goodbye. So that's four less we're dealing with now.
Excellent.
Made me very happy.
Four down, 957 to go.
Right?
Yeah. But we also have several bills, including some we were supported and some others that have now been what is called placed on suspense file, which means it takes a lot to get it off of suspense. So it looks like coming up here in the near future, before the first part of summer, we could see another dozen or so bills go bye-bye. So we are making progress, and that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
We did have a couple bills, though, come off of the spot bill issue, which is just a bill being held. So I want to talk to you guys a little bit about that. We have a 3D printing bill, which is 1089 by Gibson in the Assembly, and it's basically going after any kind of three-dimensional purpose or printer that could be used to make a firearm. And so we'll see how far that goes, because within that space we also have all the people out of Silicon Valley that get very, very upset, because they are able to stop 3D printers on this subject, they could do it on another subject, so it's not necessarily to pro firearms, but we'll see what happens to that. It's going to be in the judicial, so I'm kind of curious to see what happens on the Tuesday on that one. Then we have Berman, who I can't wait to hear Jeff on this one, but good old Berman in the Assembly decided to have a gun violence firearm safety education that he brought to the forefront. And this bill is going to basically tell people, you know, what are the risks of owning a firearm in the home, which is heavily slanted and possibly written by such groups as the Giffords, Brady, Wanted to Demand Action. But it would require you, Jeff, to have to purchase these new pamphlets from DOJ and then sell them to your customers.
Yeah, because that's what everybody wants.
Right. But nothing about safety, all about how guns are bad, guns are bad, guns are bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they control the narrative.
Yeah, stop educating.
And you have to pay for the pleasure. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and just I have checking. To buy them up front. Yeah, that's just lovely. And then, of course, like the 4473s, nobody will have them, and they'll tell you you have to have it by this time, yet nobody can get them.
No, they're out of print for some
that
reason.
That never
now.
Happens, guys. Come on.
Nope, just every single time.
You had one
ever.
Job.
Yeah. Holy cow. Rick, what is going on with the zombie bill?
We're still fighting it. It's still trying to make its way through. You know, I thought Levine was pretty shady, but I will tell you, someone named Gabriel was extremely shady. And this goes to my point that I've made on this show, and you and I have debated this a little bit inside your shop before. But, you know, here's where hunting gets when people don't understand in our community. It hurts us. So back in the 1930s, hunters saw that there was an issue with, trying to preserve wildlife for future generations, not just for hunting, but for just having wildlife out there. So, hunters took it upon themselves to initiate a piece of law that is an act that takes 11%, as you know, Jeff, on like a hunting rifle and stuff like that, and is known as Pittman-Robertson dollars. And those dollars get reallocated to each state by the percentage they put in at the end of the year to restore wildlife habitat, to improve hunter education, to, you know, improve ranges where people can practice with their rifles and shotguns, et cetera. And that's literally been billions of dollars into that space since the 1930s. But the key point to that is, if you don't know, the Pittman-Robertson Act was initiated and pushed through by hunters and conservationists.
Okay.
So far, well, so good.
Now, what Mr. Gabriel said was, oh, well, this is 11% tax on you know, the gun owners. They're used to it. They're used to government placing these on it. And if it's good to protect animals, it's good to protect humans, so we're just going to do it for that, which it's not, because this is the government imposing the tax, not the self-imposition.
So not
by,
voluntary, yeah.
Right, by the people who were in it. So it's one thing for us to say, yeah, go ahead and you can add that because we want to support this, but it's not cool to do it the way it is. So we're going to be having a discussion that I'll get 2 minutes to talk about, but that will be Tuesday morning and will be a great way to start the day. So that's what's going on with that one.
Okay. Well, and real quick, for those that that don't know, the zombie bill has come up 60, 70 times now. It keeps raising its ugly head, and they're trying to charge it at anywhere from 20 to 40% tax on everything firearm-related.
Literally, it doesn't matter what the percentage is, because you know once it's instituted,
it'll never go
away. It'll never go away, and it's just going to go up.
And it'll be rerouted into something, you know, that
it's going to touch everything.
Yeah. You know, just like the gas tax that we pay $1 a gallon for potholes that never get fixed.
Just by the way, I just paid, I paid $3.97 for gas in
Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah. Well, and
you know, they buy their gas from us.
Oh, that makes sense.
Of course, right?
Well, and
trickle down, and they get low.
I had to fill up an orange the other day. It was $5.19.
Yep.
So go figure.
Yep. Same gas.
Yeah. Rick, anything else going on?
Yeah, we do have one bill that is looking pretty good. So we've been working with Senator Cortese, who is a Democrat from Northern California, but he had what we call a year ago the Alec Baldwin bill, which was going after motion picture productions and making sure firearms and ammunition were safely being used. He's taken a beating by just about everybody on this bill, but he has stood really fast on it, and he's worked with us and has got to fine down to just be looking at motion pictures. And it really, I'm hoping this goes through, because it would start to turn a corner and start to hold Hollywood accountable. Because as we all know in this space, Hollywood has been completely unaccountable for their use of firearms to make money. And then they're going out and rallying against firearms in the
Absolutely.
Public.
Absolutely.
The fact that, you know, we shouldn't have vests, they should have vests, we can't have security, they can't have, it's the whole, you know, what's great for me isn't for you attitude. And this bill would be the first major step into that space to tell them to knock it off and to start complying like everybody else. And I think that will shift some of the narrative that we've been facing. So I'm
Hurts, don't
really
it?
Hoping he gets this across the line.
That would be
interesting. That would be great. Wow. The hypocrisy is stunning, no question about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then this week, we have a very special thing going on the 19th. It is the 240th anniversary of Lexington Concord, which is when this whole tell the government to keep their hands off of our firearms rights first started. So like I like to tell people, it's been going on for 2.5 centuries.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Real quick before we go, the roster, what's going on there?
We're litigating and we're appealing and government appealed, and in the legislature we of course defeated the microstamp issue within that because the attorney general kicked out, but then the attorney general did the slimy things I knew he would do, and that was he went to a couple of authors and they're trying to rewrite new things into microstamping, and it looks like there may be a company out there that wants to make business that is in bid with the Department of Justice to try to come out with a way they would just make firing pins, and then you would be required to replace the firing pin inside your firearm with one of these firing pins, which is illegal because you can't do that. But it's not going to stop them from trying, and it's not going to mean we're not going to be in yet another series of lawsuits. So, yeah.
Another meeting for you to attend simultaneously with the others.
Yeah.
The left and their skullduggery just never, ever stops, folks.
They'll find it,
Sure doesn't.
Okay, Rick, if anybody wants to donate time, money, join, how do they get a hold of you?
CRPA.org, contact at CRPA.org. And guys, keep up the fight because you guys are doing a hell of a job.
Well, thanks. So are you. Yeah, so
absolutely
are you.
You are.
You're the one up in Sacramento standing up for all
right,
of us.
Yeah, with your shield and sword.
Yep. All right.
Well, thank you, guys.
Okay, Rick, we'll talk to you next week.
Rick. Yep. Bye-bye.
Man.
Okay.
Good news.
Yeah.
Some.
There's some light on the horizon, right? Yep.
That is a hard-working guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
CRPA, hard-working organization.
Okay, again, folks, this is a call-in show. Call us at...
That's going to be 866-870-5752.
And we'll be back right after this.
Yes, sir.
Baby, got green onions hanging all over the studio. Precious thing, gonna keep the vampires away, you understand? And this one, baby, is for only you.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, welcome back to the Gunslinger Hour, where we are live taking
Absolutely.
Phone calls at
866-870-5752.
One more time, Jim.
866-870-5752.
I missed the music that time, though. 8752.
Oh, man. Okay, so anyway, today.
Yes.
Mark started off the day in Vegas.
Yeah.
I got up at
4 a.m. for...
Well, yeah, I got up at... Literally, because the dogs went ape something or other and started howling at 3:30 this morning.
That's a good time.
And when a 225-pound St. Bernard starts howling in your living room, you know about it really quickly.
Pretty good alarm.
Earth rumbles, walls tremble.
Yeah, Tank apparently needed to use the bathroom.
And Tank is as big as a tank.
He's
so
literally 220. Yeah, I'm not making that up. He's 225 pounds. He's
you
the biggest.
You better let that dog out.
In a hurry, because when he pees, it's a lake. You know, we take him up to Big Bear often.
Just to help fill her back up.
Yeah, the water's fine this
year. Yeah, to fill it back up. Yeah, this year I don't think we'll need him. But
you change your shocks and your shorts.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, they went off. So I tried to go back to sleep. Of course, that didn't happen. So I ended up getting up and then driving from Norco to Panorama, which is, if you guys know where the 118 and the 210 are, from Norco, that's about 650,000 miles.
There's worse, but yeah, that's a good long drive. Should have had the highway to yourself for the way out there, at least.
A little bit, a little
that
bit.
Really, yeah.
You know, well, you know, the gunslinger does have a bit of a lead foot.
Got the no record
way.
Time.
Yeah. So, I'll go an 85, 90.
Yeah,
hey,
that's the California.
I ain't scary because I got the Virgin Mary sitting on
the dashboard of my car.
Anyway, so yeah, got out and had a blast. Got to shoot with all kinds of friends out there. We get a Gray Wolf, who always has nice things to say about the show, and of course John and Annie were there and photo shooter, and got to shoot with Lefty Longridge and Lusty Lil. And
a question: Johnny, did Johnny use his new trombone?
Yes, he did.
Did it work for all the lightning stages?
He, you know, that is such an unusual firearm because it's nickel plated And it's got that
carbon fiber wrap.
Yeah,
on the,
that
stock.
Carbon fiber wrap is
what a combo.
I mean, nothing says cowboy like carbon.
Carbon fiber and chrome, baby. It looks like Danish modern furniture.
Kind of, sorta. It's really cool, but it works like a champ.
Lassiter went through that gun.
Yeah,
and he's like the guy in the world that can make them run because they're a little problematic.
And I did something different. I've been shooting, you know, one gun per hand for. For quite a while. And I had my holster maker make me up a couple, if anybody follows
that's
me on Facebook.
Rig.
Yeah, I had a couple of new holsters, and I went cross-draw.
So now you're going strong hand with both guns.
Strong hand with both firearms, and I had a 17-second stage today.
You finished third overall at the match shooting duelist, which is, by the way, the slowest category, unless you wish to put cap and ball into that mix.
Well, yeah.
So apparently the cross-draw may have been a pretty clever move.
Yeah, I think so. I was pretty happy with it. Because with my left hand, I can slip hammer a single action. What that means is you just hold the trigger down and work the hammer. Mm-hmm. And with two hands, that's fairly easy, but with one hand, it's a little cumbersome. While I shoot well with my right hand, I cannot do the slip hammer with any kind of consistency. So, but with my left, I don't have any issues with it. So I just, you know what, let's give this a roll. And first stage was kind of a cluster because I forgot I had a cross draw.
This is your first time wearing this rig.
Yeah, first time wearing this rig. And of course, you know,
I could see it.
You have this stuff ingrained in your head because once that buzzer goes off, you don't want to think.
Your muscle memory.
Yeah, muscle memory takes over and you just breeze through.
There's a song about that.
Yeah, well, yeah. And you just...
You go on autopilot. If you're thinking, you're behind the game already.
Yeah, which is when I'm timing new shooters and they miss and they say something, I tell them after, don't talk. Because you've just taken yourself out of what you were doing and changed your mind into something else. Now you got to get back in, and that takes seconds. So don't talk. Just keep going.
And if you're burning a 17-second stage.
Yeah, that was – it was 10 pistol, moved a rifle, 10 rifle, moved a shotgun, and only two shotguns. So that was actually 17 seconds, 22 rounds from three different positions, no misses.
So 22 shots in 17 seconds from three different positions using four different firearms.
Yeah.
And you have to load the shotgun off your body as you go.
Yeah, and I shoot a exposed hammer double, so you have to cock them. Although with only two shots, they were already cocked.
Boom.
That helped me. Yeah, that helped me quite a bit.
Rick Williams asked, who made your holster by any chance?
My friend Billy Corners out in Riverside. If you guys want some fantastic, I mean, go look me up on Facebook. I posted a bunch of pictures, and Billy, he takes orders from people all the time. I can't tell
That's
you how many rigs
know.
I've had made by him for people. He has the holster that I use. It's called the HUD holster.
The HUD holster.
Where did you get that name from?
I don't know.
That's a ringing endorsement.
You probably HUD at your time.
Yeah, he and I, you know, we sat down and I said, no, this is the angle. That's too much cross draw. It can't be angled that far. Bring it back down, so on and so forth, until we got to where most of the gun is exposed, but just enough to make it legal.
Right.
But when you go to pull, you can get your finger into the trigger, and it's not at too much of an angle. And Billy does stuff. He knocked out my rig in about 2 weeks.
Boom. That's good turnaround.
And if you see the carving that he did, I mean.
That's pretty
isn't
tasty.
Isn't it something? Yeah.
That's pretty tasty. Good color, too.
Yeah, I just absolutely love it. But the first stage, you know.
You reached down with the offhand.
Yeah, well, what I did, rifle first. So, boop, 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 set it down, and I went for, instead of going for the cross draw, I went for the straw, you know, because that's what I normally do.
Yeah, you're not in your own head.
So then I had to put it away and then go to the cross draw. I was like, ay, ay, ay. But. It took me two or three stages, and I was pretty close to it.
It did not hold you back, third overall shooting with that company.
Yeah, solid. I'll take it. If anybody knows who got first and second, I'm going to assume El Roberto. He was on fire today. He was doing real well. Yeah.
Got half a dozen guys that can win that.
Yeah,
photo shooter's great.
Well, and
Lefty, when he's on, is just ridiculous.
Man, he had some great stages
today.
His
rifle is hysterical. It's just
unbelievable.
Not
yeah, he, I mean, he's just a click behind Smokestack, who's just
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Everybody calls him a Borg for a reason. It's just
unreal.
If you haven't seen our friend Mikey Smokestack shoot a rifle, just go to YouTube and
put lever action rifle
because it's been seen by, I think it's over 5 million views at this point. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And I always bring this up. I was right next to him when they filmed that. I should have photobombed him. I would have gotten 5 million different things photobombed.
I'll tell you what, last year at the state championship, last year they had it up on the hill. Mm-hmm. We had a Gatling gun.
Oh.
And we ran him against a Gatling gun, and it was a dead freaking tie.
I believe
machine. He's a machine.
He is against a freaking Gatling gun.
Yeah, he is absolutely amazing.
Pretty impressive.
Rogers, yeah, if you're still watching, he's the one who let us know that you got third. Let us know who else finished top today.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay, very good. Hey, let's get to Don in Culver City. Don, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great, you guys. I really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
It's quite, here's my question. I personally have all the ammo I'm ever going to need, ever.
Mm-hmm.
I know that that's kind of a... There's, you can never have
sacrilege, sir!
Too many guitars and too much ammo.
Thank you.
But my question is, what do you have to do now to buy ammo? A friend of mine was talking about, I want to buy... She lives in Lake Los Angeles here. She says, I want to buy some .22. I said, I'm not sure. I know you'd think, do a background check.
Yeah.
But I'm not... you still have to pay a fee and take a stupid test just to go in and buy ammo?
No, you don't have to take a test. You do have to do a background check. It's really... It's only a dollar for now.
So if you've purchased a firearm within the last 4 to 5 years, you're in their database. So it's pretty easy to get your ammo at instantly. But
what if you're not? Yeah, what if you haven't purchased a gun in the last 5 years and you're not in the database? Yeah, then what happens?
Purchased a gun. I think she has one, but.
That's a very common story.
Yeah, so if you're not in their database, what you have to do is do an extended check, which is another 29. So your dollar to check plus the 29, you're at 30 bucks to see if they do pretty much a full background check. That's how it feels because it takes so very long. And that deems you okay to purchase as much ammo as you'd like at the time.
That one time.
So
if she has never purchased a firearm, it's going to cost her... $30 to buy a box.
I think it's 19. 20, is it 19?
Yeah, is it 19? Okay, 19. Sorry, I was about 10 bucks.
So it'll talk her $19 to buy a $5.50 box of .22 ammunition. Yes.
Now, suppose I haven't purchased a firearm in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's still the same thing for me?
Yep.
You might or might not be in the database. Yeah. You can roll the dice and find out. Yeah. But here's the bad news. You can't then make a gift of this ammunition.
Mm-mm.
She has to go through the background check.
Yeah, that's illegal in California, but it does push you towards buying a firearm, so there's always that.
Here's the silly part of this. If gun control was the rule. Yes.
Well, fortunately, I bought, like I said, I got my stuff from the... Anyway, down here at LAX ammo place. So.
Nothing wrong with that. There's room for everybody.
All the stuff I need, all my .223, 5.56, 9mm, I got it all.
But you can tell her that the back door to this, buy a firearm, now you're in the system. No longer needed to pay the $19 freaking background check.
And another loophole is that upon picking up the firearm, they can actually use this background check to purchase
to deliver ammunition.
To deliver ammunition on there. And it's not an additional fire background. It actually uses this 4.47.
But this silliness, and I know you've seen it too, we have both seen police officers in full uniform with 19 years on the force.
Denied.
That haven't bought a firearm in the last 5 years. Denied ammunition purchase.
Yeah, that's absolutely 100% true. Mm-hmm. I've had to do it myself.
Oh, yeah.
And it's embarrassing, and you feel terrible, and the guy looks at you like you're a complete idiot, but...
California.
Yeah, California. Anyway, Don, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, I got one more real quick one.
Go ahead.
I have a 303. I have inherited a Marlin 303 from my great uncle, and if not British, I need the Marlin 303. Do you sell that ammo? It's not really... not readily available here.
No, I don't know. I've even heard of a Marlin 303. Savage 303.
It's a lever-action, carbine lever-action. I've never even fired it. You've got to load the cartridge down through the top.
And you're sure this is a Marlin, not a Savage?
I'm almost positive it's a Marlin.
Do me a favor. Send me a picture of it.
Maybe it's a 33?
I don't know. Send it to gunslingerauctions@yahoo.com. Send me a picture of it, and I'll get back to you, okay?
I'll try to do that.
Okay, very good.
No smartphone on my end. I'm old school, so I got a flip phone. So.
But you got ammunition, so
there you go. Okay. Don, thanks
for
the call.
I'll do my best, but thank you very much.
Take care. Okay, really quick, let's get to Brent in L.A. He wants to know. Go ahead, Brent.
Yeah, how do you Magnificent Two singing gunslingers?
We're hanging in there. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, you're following in the footsteps of Gene Autry and even John Wayne, and we've got to make singing cowboys great again.
There you go.
I think that's a great idea. You have the horse. I have the accordion. Man, it's magic.
Oh!
I'm talking hit city, mister.
Only thing is, if you play that accordion near my horse, he's going to buck me right off and go head for the hills.
How'd he end up in the street bed again?
Again. Anyway, what did you promote us on?
Well, yeah, I wanted to see if you heard me plugging you on the this morning on the Motorman with Leon and Lance.
You know, I caught about the first 40 minutes of it because I was driving into Panorama, but once you get into Lopez Canyon, man, nothing works.
Nothing.
I mean, the satellite.
Electricity ceases functioning.
Yeah, my phones go dead. Everything goes dead. The car barely runs. So I did not hear you. What did he say?
Yeah, well, I told him you guys, like him, also didn't like to talk politics on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And he made me think of you when he said he had to throw out his Bud beer because of Bud's ungentlemanly spokesman, Dylan Misogyny, Mulvaney.
Hey, but let's look at the positive aspect of this. Every guy on Earth that drinks White Claw, just move up one notch on the ladder.
Got bro status.
Anyway, I did hear him talk about that. That was just towards the beginning of the show. I'm a huge Leon fan. What can you say?
Yeah, and I told him that this woman-hating, insulting bum would even make Dixie Belle speak in an unladylike fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him not to throw out his buds, because Kid Rock has shown what excellent targets they make for outdoor firing ranges.
Yes, he did. All right, Brent, we're coming up on a hard break. We got to go. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Brent.
Thanks for pushing us on Leon's show. We'll talk to you later. All right, that's The Doors. This is the Gunslinger Hour. This is a commercial coming your way. We'll be back as soon as it's over.
It's here to stay, it will never die. It was meant to be that way, though I don't know why. I don't care what people say, rock and roll is here to stay.
That's you guys.
Oh. Rock and roll is here to stay.
Yeah, we knew.
We need to rehearse.
Our mics were off. You didn't hear that.
Okay. Welcome back to the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
And we're already in our last segment. Holy
Jimmy the
cow.
Shondell.
Yeah, here I go.
Whatever happened to Flash Cadillac and the Continental Kids is what I want.
If I had a nickel for every time I asked that,
you'd have no money whatsoever.
I'd be as broke as I am today. Yeah. Hey, Roger came back with El Roberto and Photo.
Oh, there you go.
El Roberto first, Photo.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's banging elbows with some pretty handsome talent.
Well, and let me tell you, Calamity Annie, all of a sudden, she is
gear,
on fire. Man, do you know the Logan story in Cowboy Action Shooting? Okay, Logan was a longtime shooter, good friend, and so on and so forth. And then his wife started shooting, and she became Island Girl. Multi-world champion, national champion, and he kind of faded away from shooting, and he started vending. He was on the side selling guns while she was out there shooting them, and we're now starting to call Johnny Ringo, Logan. We're starting to call him Logan.
the new Logan.
Sorry, John.
But
John
got
Leanne, love you guys.
You've got that carbon fiber nickel plated.
Well, there is that. So,
and they always both look so good. I see all the pictures from them. Yeah. You guys both look fantastic.
I know. It's like these two fancy looking people and this slummy looking guy that stands next to them.
Who's there?
That'd be me. Anyway, so we had a great time. You guys, if you've never done it or seen it, you should really check out Cowboy Action Shooting. I've been doing it. I'm going on year 26 now.
Jeez.
On this. Yeah.
26.
I started in 1997.
And Andy's what, 29?
Andy's 31.
Math checks
31.
Out.
Yeah. Jeez, how old am I now? Why, yeah, wait, wait, yeah, I'm doing math.
Yeah.
I'm doing math.
Yeah, everything goes by.
Oh, jeez.
But anyway, Mark, and you started, what year did
I
you
start? I started in 2000.
Okay.
So I'm right behind you.
Yeah, I started late 97. I think I joined SAS in 97. SAS
what number?
Being 16409.
Yeah, I'm 28.
Okay. Yeah. Well, because at the time, man, it was growing.
Blowing up.
Yeah,
it was growing big
everywhere. There was, for a long time, every weekend day of the month, there was a match within 50 miles.
There's still, you can go to a match every Saturday and Sunday of the month within about an hour of where we're sitting right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so if you're looking for something, it's out there right now. The next weekend, I can probably Google it and it'll show
yeah,
up.
It's fun. It's friendly. You have never seen people so friendly and so helpful. We just got a couple of new shooters on board. Mm-hmm. I think they might have showed up today. I know I told them to look for old Mustang. Mm-hmm. But they just couldn't
shot
believe
with him.
They couldn't believe that people were, like, offering them firearms. El Roberto took a half a freaking day to work with them. I ended mm-hmm. up spending the rest of the afternoon. I mean, it's that sport.
Well, you know, the very first match I ever went to was at the Silver Queen Mine Regulators at the old Fish Canyon Range. And it was a club day. And it was kind of a they were a little grumpy, grouchy kind of, you
the
know.
Guys.
And they really morning. Weren't doing much of what, you know, cowboy action is. They were doing more side match stuff, you know, the belly shooters and the derringers yeah. and long range stuff. And then I got invited to go to the Kodo Cowboys at that time out at Rahagi Shooting Ranch in Norco. And, you know, I lived in Chino at the time. So I drove out there. And
Hop-skip.
I mean, I've told this story 100 times, but I mean, I walked out there. I had Rube painting right across my forehead.
You came in looking green.
Skillfully equipped and dressed. And
oh, yeah. Everything I had was literally completely 100% wrong. I had a Ruger Vaquero and 45 Colt with a 4 5/8 inch barrel.
Excellent.
And a Colt single action Army with a 7 1/2 inch barrel. Both
different
in
caliber?
Both in 45. I had the Winchester Wrangler.
The Wrangler.
With large loop. In 45 Colt that only holds 8 rounds.
Perfect. You're
which it is per, yeah, so for a, good for a, in
yeah,
the store.
Yeah, for a game that shoots yep. 10 rounds uh-huh. out of the rifle, holding 8 is just
and
fantastic.
That action.
Yeah, and
that
I had
action.
Oh yeah. And I had a Stoger coach gun untouched.
Oh, so you're literally
yeah.
breaking this thing
over the knee.
It's literally call Bruce Lee, have him kick it to open it, and then you shuck them out with a butter knife
because they wouldn't come out after you fired
because
them.
Of course I had the ribbed type shells because nobody told me to get the smooth ones. Yeah,
you did great. Never do it again.
Oh man,
a lot of 17 second stages.
No, more like 1717 second stages.
We're going by seconds. I thought it was a minute stage.
Yeah,
17 minutes.
Timing
stage.
It with an hourglass.
I showed up in complete Wyatt Earp right out of the movies, frock coat, wool pants, wool vest, long it was like 192 degrees out there, and of course inside my clothes I was 640 degrees. And
had the time of your life.
Oh man, well the very first stage, I'm ready, Jack. I
oh,
don't
yeah.
know what I'm gonna do, but I'm ready. I'm doing this thing. And it was at the old house, if you remember, way at the far north end that we used to have a house that
yep.
The shoot house is what yep. they used to call it. And of course, so now I'm sealed in. I'm going down hallways shooting through windows. And what did I do? I forgot my earplugs.
In the house.
In the house.
Yeah, so I'm shooting pistols and rifles, and then the last thing Boom. I got to do was 4 shotgun with no plugs in my ears.
I'm surprised you hear us now.
Huh?
What?
Here it
goes. Oh, man, it was so bad, I was so nervous. It was about halfway through the stage before I realized, uh-oh, I don't have my earplugs in.
Oops.
Yeah, that's how...
That sounded... You've literally... This mm-hmm. boom is going yeah. off and you're completely oblivious to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so...
That's great.
I got through the stage and this large, craggly-looking, scary dude walked up to me and goes, hey, you shoot a rifle pretty good, but that rifle you got, it's a piece of crap. And he went on to be one of my dearest friends, Smoke Parnell.
Great start,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and Doug took me under his wing and showed me what to do and what to get. And very quickly, I was away from that Winchester. And back then, the hot ticket was the brand new Marlin Cowboy.
The Marlin Cowboy, yeah.
With 24-inch barrel and no action work yet and everything else. Kept the Stoger, took the Colt and put it away and got another Vaquero.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
I started just three short years after. By the way, you should know that lots of places now have things like cowboy classes. I know that Norco has one. Yep. Cajon Cowboys have one every single month.
John put the Cajon Cowboys have one every month.
Yep.
Yep. So you can second people
Saturday.
Will walk you. So before you're buying wrong stuff, because my first match was by the way where I met you. My first match, I had a Winchester Model 94. I had a Baikal shotgun, which is a Russian shotgun built by very strong men.
Yes,
sturdy weapon.
They use springs out of a 50 Chevy truck,
strong like bull.
Yeah.
How many horsepower does your have?
Literally the same event. A pair of uncomfortable boots, a frickin' frock coat.
Oh, man.
And I still, you know, it's funny. I still remember that first stage when that buzzer went off and I went,
no.
I am lighting up the hillside with my six guns. Full boat, 45 caliber.
Oh, yeah.
In your yak chaps.
Oh, yeah.
106
no,
degrees.
The Browning cloth chaps with zippers.
Zippers. That's perfect.
Oh, man.
Good times.
Good times.
And here you are just 23 short years later.
25. Yeah, 25, almost 26. My first end of trail was April of 1998.
If you have been doing something for 25, 26 years, you're going to get really good at it, number one. And the reason you're going to get good at it is because you love doing it. It's that much fun.
Yeah, and like they always say, you start for the shooting, but you stay for the people.
Yep. I know that you shoot a lot of different kinds of firearms, a lot of different disciplines. But, man, it's the one, like me, it's the one you keep coming back to.
Yeah, the one I keep going back to. All right, guys, we're running out of time already. Holy cow.
Fast as that word on radio.
Yeah, if you want to see the catalog, go to gunslingerauctions.com. Gunslingerauctions.com. Click on the button that says Bid Now. Click on that. It'll take you right to the catalog.
Picture descriptions of all the guns.
Every one of them. I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank all the listeners.
Callers?
Yeah, callers. Thanks
Facebook
for calling
ends.
In. And holy cow.
Wow. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Goodbye.
Yeah. I love you.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.